Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Chemda, the great Sue Costello wrote me. And she said, filing the lawsuit next week. I don't know.
Now,
I don't know either.
Keith, when you say she wrote you, this is
texted.
Personal?
Texted personal. Yeah, oh. Texted personal. I asked other people and it was just to me because I said, shit. So she's going to sue CBS. I'm not sure how or what this is about. I do know the truth is coming. The world's going to find out. It's going to blow your mind. She made Les Moonves sign the non-disclosure agreement, flipped all the my talking to the AG, whatever that means. And now the lawsuit is ready from, and this has something to do with her show Costello years ago. What email do I send it to you, though? Great question, because I told her at keithandthegirl.com/sue, she can have that. I don't even know how to do this, but I'm not scared. But she could. I want to put videos of her suing people. I want to put lawsuits. I want to put everything right there. And she says she'll get in on it. But it's been years and nothing. And this lawsuit email that I'm very, very excited about. After I said send it to info@keithandthegirl.com, never got it yet. Can you fucking imagine? Can you imagine?
I mean,
I'm on pins and needles over here. She wrote, I said, good luck. And I thought that'd be bad. I don't need luck when I have the truth and purity in these green eyes. But she texted back, it's so fucking good. Thank you. So I'm excited about a lawsuit that she wrote that is so fucking good. You got me excited, Sue. Where is it?
Now, Sue Costello and Keith Malley have become some version of best friends.
Because I tell the truth. Guys don't tell the truth, especially. She knows this. Me too, by the way. It's not what you think. She'll fill you in on that one later some year. But anyway.
Now, this is all, can I just catch people? This is all being paraphrased from when she was on our show.
You're not missing
Keith and the Girl. Yeah. Keith and the Girl episode with Sue Costello. And he's rephrasing. But yeah, that's pretty much what
I'm
she
not
said.
Even. I'm not rephrasing.
No.
Paraphrasing, but definitely not rephrasing.
No.
She's like, fuck CBS. And I said, do you get nervous wanting to be in show business, but you're shitting on these popular people? And she goes, why would I be nervous? And I go, well, I'll tell you what, I would double think it because I'd be scared. And now we're best buddies because a man admitted he is scared. She is not scared. You could sue it coming. She does a lot of puns with her name. And the truth and blah, 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 blah.
Now, Chris knows she likes doing that, and he says, this story is a bit suspicious.
Suspicious, indeed. But surprise, she's going to turn Hollywood on it. Well, I'm very excited. And Chemda has big news, too. On YouTube, you can see that she opened up her mom's box. Nice. It's a love bomb box, is how Chemda describes it, and I think that's a great way to look at it. You're mean to me as a mother. You're this, you're that. You're not listening to me. But every once in a while, you think just a bunch of Israeli candy is going to make us be friends again, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in a way, she's right. She gets to be a mom. I get candy. She gets to be right about calling me fat.
But and like you said the other day, you guys don't talk after these boxes because it's not real communication, right?
No. No. Mm-mm. Right. No, my ex can't get me back with candy and neither can my mom. It's not, flowers and candy are not what romantic movies said that they were going to be. Right. Just keep that in mind, everybody. That's not what does it for me.
Check that out.
Starter gift.
Right. Check that out on our YouTube channel, Keith and the Girl. And then, of course, we always have keithandthegirl.com/the guest name. Sue Costello, for example. You can catch up, but I promise you won't learn anything more. Today's guest. Oh, my God. Chemda. I'm almost done with this Dad Emails book. And recently passed the Liz Mealy section where we talked about uneven oxen. And Liz, you're a very, very, very funny person. Follow Liz online, lizmealy.com. The new special is coming out on YouTube September 6th, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern. And who knows? Just keep checking. It's called The Ghost of Academic Future. How excited are we? Liz Mealy.
So excited.
You like it? You've seen it, obviously. Did you edit it yourself?
I've seen it so many times, I don't enjoy it anymore.
I know, right? It's like, who cares? I know what you mean. I'm like, we all have dads, Who gives a shit? Sometimes they're mean. Is anybody going to care that I catfished my dad? Everybody's catfishing nowadays. 100%. No, I'm very excited. I saw a little clip that you put out. saying that you haven't been to the dentist in 5 years. And you said, well, I'm back on the market. Time to clean it up, Liz. What's going on here? Are we dating? Do we have a big breakup? The special's not out. I just got to guess.
I know. That's true. You get to hear about the breakup in the special. So we broke up in about 2 years ago, September of 2020. So, you know.
Okay, so you had a couple of hot girl summers to get over it.
2 years. Did I during the pandemic? That's when you thought I was living my best single life after variant, after variant, after variant. I mean, cool.
Those aren't the variants you thought you were going to get.
I've had two cats since then. That's the update. Is that what the update you wanted? I've had two cats since this breakup. One died. Actually, two have died. My cat Costa died. Then I got a kitten, and then that died. Do you want to know how I'm doing, guys?
No. No, let's skip feelings words today.
But yeah, I guess I'm dating. I mean, all the new stuff, because now I have newer stuff that's past this special, is all about trying to online date and dates I've gone on and boys being.
Are you good on dates?
I don't know anymore. I really don't. I don't know how to assess myself because I know there's no filter. Like, just think between comedy and just being a woman in her 30s, there's zero filter. There's no,
I like this.
So you know what I mean? So I'm not, there's no accidentally getting farther in a relationship anymore. Cause that's gone. Mm. So like, I haven't gotten past one or two dates either because of how I feel or because of how they feel. And I think both of them are correct.
Hmm. So how do you like first dates?
I like them casual. I don't actually kind of like, less than $5 has been spent. I think that's a good first date because I just want to get to know you. And so I
do, you know, that they're spending more than $5. I just want to let you know. I mean, good for you. The train's half that money, but they're the ones paying.
The train is all of that money. I'm wondering how you're doing this. You should give dating tips. Tell us about a date. First of all, you have to have your own bike because if you take the train, that's $275 each way.
You've already failed this scenario.
Now, if you don't have your own bike, do you have a membership for City Bike? That's about $180 a year. So you're on budget today. Then you get there. Don't order anything with milk that has to be adjusted. You just drop that milk right after and it's cold, but it's ready for you. What is a $5 date in New York City? Or have you left and this is your way of telling us?
No, I'm currently not there, but I've not been to one city that's cheap. I'm starting to think New York is starting to get cheaper compared to everywhere I've been.
Don't stop thinking that. You are incorrect.
Where are you, Paris?
I'm pretty much. I'm in LA, but I was just in San Francisco and I was like, Jesus Christ, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's so pretty. So there's a part of you that's like, could I live here? And you're like, no, I can't go to a more expensive city. I would say, honestly, I like going for a walk. I've gotten like tea with a boy. I've gone to a party where everything is already there for you. And all of these have been walkable because if you live in Brooklyn, I'm already attracted to you because I want to not, you know what I mean? Like, I want to not get on a train when I'm on my day off hanging out with somebody I like.
So but you also want to not run into them once you're, I feel like a nice, to me, 10 blocks in New York City, 10 blocks, you're like on another planet. You're walkable. That's a walkable planet, but I'm not going to run into you. That's a different bodega. It's a different pizzeria. It's a different neighborhood.
Yeah. I don't want to share a coffee shop with somebody, right? So yeah,
that's my office.
I've shared a subway line and I've gotten worried post-breakup, but honestly, the city's so big. I mean, even when I was dating I dated my ex for 4 years. I think we ran into each other on the train once, like, oh, I didn't know you were gone. Like, I was wondering. So I'm not, to, and then I have a great track record. Almost everybody I've dated has moved away. I'm really good. I don't know what that is.
That's something to boast about because thought you were about to say I'm friends with all my exes and I was going to hang up on you because you're in your 30s and you can't say that.
We've left on good terms. I don't think I've dated any monster. I don't feel like we've left where it's like, I hope you do well, but I never want to hear from you again. Like, I think that's the correct way. And I am friends.
Right. You will do well if I never hear from you again. Right. I've left on yes, we're leaving on good terms until I think about it for a little while. And then we shouldn't have left on good terms. Right. But you know what? You know what? We're good. So yeah, sure. We left on good terms, but just don't come at me like we're friends now.
But yeah, that's the only way to leave on good terms, isn't it? Because like, it's just going to come up. Like, everything from the relationship's going to come from them, like ordering a coffee to them asking how you want to know how I'm doing. Like, you're just like, I'll fucking tell you. So I think that I have one ex that, he wanted to get back to, like, we literally, I broke up with him. Then we didn't date for 9 months. Then we got back together. Like, it was my idea. We got back together and then he broke up with me. And it was the shit, the way he broke up with me was so fucking shitty. So then for 6 months, I just, like, from our friends, he was like, he wants to get back together. I was like, whatever. And then he wrote me a 6-page letter about, like, how we hadn't miscommunicated and how he fucked up and da da da. And he did not, he didn't know, he knew he fucked up, but he had no idea. Like, you know, when somebody tells you, like, they apologize, but they're like apologizing for the wrong thing. They're like, I'm sorry, I left the door open. Like, you're just like, it was like, it was that. So I wrote a scathing email back that was like, you don't even know how you fucked up. And I got all my anger out. He was kind of like, oh my God. And because I got it out and he apologized and then we just kind of went our separate ways, it released us to be friends because I never want to date him again. But at least he now knows this is how badly you hurt me and this is how badly you fucked up.
Wait, how did he fuck up? Was it just the breakup or on the way to the breakup?
So think about a relationship. In a relationship, you share vulnerable shit, personal stuff that you don't tell other people, things that like make you be closer.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Please write that down.
Wait, did Kyle sent you?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. Kyle comes out of nowhere. Kyle pops up. She's like, ah.
Ask. Yeah. But
he took all of that and threw it in my face as a reason why we didn't work out or why we weren't working out. So he took these things that I was insecure about or I was worried about, and then he used it as a weapon. And that was just like one of many things. But I was like, are you insane? Like, are you insane? You took the thing that's supposed to bring us closer. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm looking at the dead emails and, you know, he's writing to me, but he thinks he's writing to my ex. But at one point, he's also writing to me at the same time. Anyway, I said, Dad, I know nothing about my, you know, cat's learning more information, fake cat, than I am about you. And I'm like, I don't know about my past in so many different ways. And then he said, maybe you didn't want to know about your parents, your grandparents' alcoholism or something in the family because of, you know, you didn't want to be honest about your lifestyle when you were young. I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? And it's because as an adult, I happen to tell him, hey, I quit drinking. I was drinking too much, you know, just, and now he acts like he always knew, like I was some kid drinking behind the bleachers or something. Yeah, I told you something honest and you're using it against me.
Yeah. And it's super, it's like manipulative. Some people, I think they don't know they're doing it and there's, but it doesn't matter. Like, I just don't care. Like, I'm just not playing this game. Like, it's already hard enough to date. It's already hard enough to trust. It's already hard enough to connect. And then I have to worry about that next level that you're going to, this is supposed to be a safe space. Yeah. Like, it's the only last safe space is your friends and the people that you're close to. And that's why, like, divorces and shit can get so messy because this person knows everything about you. If that's how vulnerable this is. So I was just like, the fuck I would ever after that. Why would I ever share anything personal with you?
It's like, sue her. Trust me. Yeah, sue her. She's scared of conflict.
I think this is how romantic movies, how people break up and how they come back. It's very interesting because they'll spew that on you like, oh, yeah, so you can go and live the life that you used to live and they'll name it and whatever. And then when they get you back, it's, but do you see how well I know you? And that tugs on that same thing. And I think that's how the cycle continues. It's like, well, yeah, that's comforting for some reason. Oh, you were paying attention to me.
You also don't want to start over with somebody else, right? And be like, I got to repeat all my fucking secrets again.
I know, and that's annoying too. But like, but also that's the point of it. So like, if I tell you because of this thing that happened when I was younger, I'm scared of X, Y, and Z. The mean way is to be like, wow, well, you're never going to do anything because you're scared of X, Y, and Z. As opposed to we get in a fight and be like, hey, I feel like you're doing this because of X, Y, and Z. And I know this is a trigger for you. So let's talk about it. And you know what I mean? Like, sure. You're supposed to use that information to get closer to somebody. You're not supposed to use that information so that you can fucking make them feel worse about themselves and or control them. Like, so I was already seeing the beginning of like that. And like, luckily he did it during a breakup. So I was like, well, good. Now I don't have to deal with this ever. Right. But I also think he didn't realize what he was doing, because I also think people are taught that. Like, that's his relationships with his parents or exes or whatever.
Yeah, so, and it doesn't matter.
I don't need to deal with it. So I'm, I'm not here to teach anymore. I'm almost 40. I'm not teaching anybody. I'm done teaching.
I'm not saying I'm right or wrong, but I've never broken up with somebody and then got back together. What happens after 9 months and you're like, let's give this another shot? Is it basically, even though you know each other, is it a first date again and we'll see when we say we love each other? Or are you all in right away because we do know each other?
Because the first breakup was, it just wasn't working, but I don't think there was something tangible. And then when you miss somebody, you miss things that are tangible. So I enjoy being around this person. This person always makes me happy. I miss that aspect of it. But you forget that there was these unspeakable intangibles. Like,
but did you start at square one? Were you like, oh, this is our first date, we're gonna get to know each other?
Do you pretend to shake hands instead of a kiss, like, hello, nice to meet you? Did you do cute shit like that and start over, or you're just back?
I think you can only do that if real time has passed, right? Like, if 10 years have gone by,
wait, as a person. How did you even get back? Did you just, because I think the fastest way and the easiest and most common way is, oops, we slept with each other, now maybe we want to, is that what happened?
Slightly.
Okay. That's, you know, I thought about it and I'm like, how do people get back together? They fuck. You're not with someone. Oops, we're at a party.
Yeah. And what slightly mean? He came quick? That's still fucking Liz.
Oh, that's not nice. No, slightly is that we were still
friends. You're the one calling it slightly.
But you made it a bedroom slightly. I'm telling you, it was, it didn't start out as sex. It started out as we were still friends and he was helping me with a work project and we were hanging out again. So you hang out, you hang out, right, and then you have sex.
Who goes for the kiss?
I did. I'm very aggressive.
Okay. You're like, and then he goes, oh, shit, we're back.
Hi. This way, we would have never gotten back together that second time if I didn't initiate it. That is 100% my fault.
Yeah. No, you need somebody to make a move. I know when I dated, it's scary to make a move, even if, you know, I don't mean like some political climate or something. Just, you agree you had a good time, right? Like, I'm going for it. I know I must be right. Do you have any dating moves? For example, I try to curse up front, just so you know me.
That's a move for you, or is it just you have a trash mouth and you can't stop?
No, it's deliberate. It's a choice. Like, I never cursed at home. I never cursed at home. So when I'm having dinner with my parents, let's say, I know not to curse. So I could control it. I just rather would not.
I think that's what he's saying. Like, there's certain things that you're polite with in the beginning. He's going like, I don't put my fake voice on with no cursing or whatever. I walk the way I normally walk. I bring up topics like I normally talk about.
Like, if they bring up drugs, I'm going to bring up a crazy cocaine story. Let's have some fun right away.
Yeah, but that's just like my person. I really actually don't know if I can. The only way I'm not myself is if I shut down. So if somebody puts me in a place where I feel scared or I don't feel like, I feel triggered somehow, I will.
So you talk about cats in the first 10 minutes?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's,
I'll be honest. If I haven't shown them a picture of my cat in the first 10 minutes, I probably don't like them.
We go on one date. I didn't even know she had cats.
That's crazy.
So pasta, of course, like you said, did pasta away. And I'm sorry to hear that. You talk about pasta in your book, Why Cats Are Assholes. You got a new kitten. That kitten passed away, you said, right? Yeah, now you have one called, the name of the cat is what?
Revenge Abs.
Revenge Abs. Is this dating related?
No, it's an inside joke between me and my old roommate about like some girl messed with his heart. This was like literally like 10, we lived together for 11 years. So very early into us becoming friends, some girl messed with his heart. And like the way I used to live with Carmen Lynch and then my other roommate, Chris.
Is this the C3 guy?
Yeah, C3 guy.
Okay.
So somebody messed with his heart. And we would all pop in each other's room. And I had this chair in my room called therapy chair. It was just a chair that I never used, but like Carmen would come in and she would sit down and she'd be like, do you have 10 minutes to talk? And I'd be like, of course. And then Chris would come in and be like, can I sit in therapy chair? And I was like, of course. And sometimes you just sat in therapy chair. And sometimes you would tell me what you needed to tell me about. And it just became this kind of whatever. But I think he came in one time And I actually made a mug with some funny thing that he said once. But I remember this girl kind of was messing with him. And I was just like, I had just been in therapy. So I was just like, you know what you should do? And I gave him like really good advice. He's like, nah, I'm just going to get revenge abs and like left. And so it became this like inside joke that whenever like we were going to be the bigger person, I'd be like, some booker, he did this, da 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 da, and fuck him. And he's like, well, you know, if you ask him this, I was like, no, I'm just going to get revenge abs. Like, it was just this like petty inside joke. And I just thought it was funny that like, after all my cats died, I'm getting revenge with this cat. Like, nah, I'm just going to get revenge abs. Like, it's just a way of like,
that, I love that. First of all, love the therapy chair. Then love the revenge abs. And also, I'm just wondering what it sounds like in your home. Like, revenge, where are, revenge, come here, revenge, right here, at Mr. Abs.
Put the knife down, put it down. I would say I'm 90% of the time call him Abs or Abby. But what's even funnier is because you never call a cat by what their actual name is.
No, that's sure just, why.
They're He'd not going to listen. Revenge Abs, the whole purpose of that is some person with a doctorate has to call me up and be like, Revenge Abs, fecal sample came back positive. Can you bring it? Like, it's like, it's in the app. It's in the veterinarian app. Like, I just love that he, it's everywhere. I think it's hilarious. But I call him Abs or Abby. But when I yell at him is the funniest because it'll be like Abs. Abigail, not his name. That's not his name.
Do you bring a guy home and take the cat and like wave it around the dude like Sage to see what the cat responds to?
I do cat Sage. Well, first you have to find out if they're allergic because I'm not dating another. I've dated two guys allergic to cats. And that's probably
that's a sign, right?
No go anymore.
Isn't that, I would find that offensive. If I was allergic and you kept your cats, but you know, these cats are important to take a fucking pill.
Yeah. But also I understand, like one ex did take a pill. Another one just like would only, like he didn't come over as much. And when he did like take a pill, but like also that kind of, you know, you're groggy the whole day or the next day or whatever. So I just, but I think I'm done. I'd rather die alone with my cat. I'm not dating somebody that doesn't like, if they don't like them, that can change. Almost every guy I've ever dated was like, I'm not a big cat person. Next thing you know, they're like teaching it tricks and their whole phone is pictures of my cats. And I was like, every person says they don't like cats just hasn't bonded with a cat. Like they just haven't taken the time.
No, Keith was right. Fuck, Liz. This is one of Keith's tricks when he's dating. Keith? What?
I'm so good with cats. I hate them, but when you're not looking, I press them on my belly until it gives up and doesn't move anymore. And then you walk in and you're like, oh my God, the cat doesn't love anybody. I'm like, I don't know. We're getting along. Drip, drip.
And then I'm just like, it's a sign.
Yeah.
My cat chose him. I don't need you to love my cat. I need you to make an effort. And that's actually how I feel about my friends and my family. I don't need you to love them, but you need to make an effort. That's it.
Oh, you come back in the room, like, I'm reading to the cat, but yeah, when you're gone, I'm like, fuck you.
It would be like, I come in the room and you're like, and you've high-fived my cat and then your cat's over there and my boyfriend's over there. That's fine. You don't need to be best friends.
Right.
But just don't shit on my cat. Don't shit on my sister. Don't shit on my friends and we'll be fine.
Who can we complain about? The fuck? The president?
The landlord?
Okay. Who the fuck is left?
You have to have the same enemies I have.
She'll fax you a list.
Yes, it will.
You hear that, children? Fax.
Is there,
by the way, the IRS still thinks everybody has a fax machine. Can we get that
right?
Fucking wonder about that shit.
I actually found out a piece of information about that makes me hate them less. It's still stupid, but do you know the reason a lot of doctors still use faxes and the reason a lot of it's because it's actually more safe than email. I don't understand how, though, because isn't it just laying in a tray somewhere until somebody gets it? Like, how is that more safe?
Right.
But that's from what I understand talking to my doctor, because I was getting so frustrated. I was like, she was like asking me to like send this, like this letter for an approval of a procedure. And she's like, well, you can fax it. I was like, yeah, I can fax it in 1985 or I could email it to you immediately.
Yeah, like, I could smoke signal it. And it is safer that nobody finds what the procedure is because it rolls out of the fax underneath the couch and nobody's going to see your personal information.
Exactly.
So it's very, very safe. I have a feeling that the whole audience is going crazy right now, surprised to see me.
That's right.
Because I did indeed go to Fire Island on my own and come back on my own. And here I am, sitting right in front of you. This is amazing.
It is, honestly, yes.
One time, Hemda took me to, you know, we're doing these kids' parties, but it was just me.
Look, by the way, we were grown adults, both of us, but this is his language. Hemda took me. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, this
did.
Is what we're working with. Like, I mean, we're going to get into it, but Keith was in chat before he left for this amazing fucking 3-day adventure. Well, all the way to Long Island. Anyway, yeah. He's showing us his directions. Half of them are printed, Liz. Okay. One of your good friends is dating this, okay? All right?
Yeah, no,
shout out to Kyle Ocasio. I mean, download her stuff. It's hilarious, and you got to know she's hilarious. This is what she's dating. Ready? So he prints half of it, and then the rest, people are like, oh, that just gets you to the, you know, from the LIR, how you get the rest of the way. Now he's yelling at people. I have Google Maps, you asshole.
Somebody just told me, check on your phone. Check your phone for the map. Like, that's how I live. This is... Forget it. But anyway,
he printed it. Keith, I'm sorry. I get it. And people were confused about you. You printed. Did you fax it to yourself too?
Safety. Anyway. I don't need people knowing where I'm going.
Now, just for the record, Keith is in Queens, New York. He's trying to get out to Long Island, Fire Island. It is a little tricky. You do have to take several different kinds of transportation. Yes. It's not only tricky, though, you get lost when you're in the airport somehow.
I ended up, Liz, at an airport once. I got lost, and I opened the door, and I was behind the ticket counter, and people were asking me questions.
He gets white guy lost. You know what I mean? Like, oh, now you're the president. Like, just
I'm flying
lost.
The plane. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're going to build a grocery store or an airport, you hire me, and you tell me go to the back right of the store, and you see if I get lost, and then you change if it's appropriate. Hemda dropped me off once. She was driving and passing anyway, so she dropped me off at this kid's party. Then I called her up. I'm like, oh, it's done. Can you come pick me up? She goes,
this kid's party when we were doing kid's party. So I was dropping them off at work at the kid's party. Like, yes.
No. Doesn't sound good without context, dude.
Yes, we don't frequent kid's parties if we see balloons. Like, oh, there's a balloon outside. Just drop me off on your way. No, we did kid's parties. One of his parties were on the way to my party. So go ahead, Keith.
She said, turn around. You're two houses from our place. So this is a big adventure to Fire Island, is what I'm saying. And then you got East Fire Island, West Fire Island, and then the Long Fire Islands. I mean, whoa. Very scary stuff. You look at this Long Island Railroad. I go, okay, I want to go to, let's say, Bayshore. And then it gives you five names. Like, this is going to be your ticket. Not one of them says Bayshore on it. It says where you transfer, this and that. But I'm like, I think I need the word Bayshore on this. And still I made it. Very exciting stuff. Exciting stuff.
How do we give you a promotion?
A subway, Liz. A railroad. A shuttle bus. A ferry. I handled all of it.
Were you wearing heels?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I just want you to know I'm in a new city in a new country, like, every day.
Are you scared?
No.
Really?
Because you figure it out.
Because did you print out your directions, Liz? Is that why you're not scared?
Not since, like, 2004.
I don't think you're catching this. Subway, railroad, shuttle bus, and ferry. That's an EGOT. And I did it.
That's valid. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
I just wanted the last mode to be scooter.
And then like a piggyback ride.
Yeah.
No, Keith is right. The Long Island Railroad is tricky. It has its own app. It's a whole separate system.
Thank you.
You know, yes. That is something to be used to. Yes.
But I just did it. I said, you know what? I'm just going to go on this track because that's what it seems to be telling me. And I made it. I'm very, very surprised by this. The time I was there, yeah, that was fun too. But to go in there and coming back, and I didn't get a new job accidentally. What's this? It's amazing.
I did it myself.
Yeah.
I no longer want to drink. This is the high I've been looking for.
Going where you need to be. I'll tell you what though, this Fire Island, they have not been keeping their beach nice, meaning nobody's been punching waves when I wasn't there.
Mm.
I really had to take care of business. I did get scared at one time. Not being able to swim makes all the adventures like X Games. So
okay,
that's very exciting, first of all.
Fire Island, just surrounded by beach. Were you on the beach like every day or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at the beach. Keith does not know how to swim. Has nearly drowned two times that I could think of, just super quick over, you know, like once jumping off the high diving board, of course, is what you do when you don't swim. And the other is getting into the ocean and letting go of the boogie board, because that's...
I had a boogie board and I'm facing away from the beach, looking at, you know, the sunset.
The beauty and the awe.
The beauty, yes. And the awe. And then I go, okay, I'm going to go back now. And I turn around and I am out there. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is bad news. And I can't swim and you can't, you know, use that boogie board to get back because of the undertow and everything. And so I let the boogie board go and tried to start swimming.
What is this?
Oh, that was a bad idea.
You don't know how to swim. Oh, okay.
That was a bad idea.
So you let the boogie board go to try to learn how to swim.
Well, I can...
Maybe if your life depends on it, they throw children in the swimming pool.
I know how to move. I know how to, like, swim, but I don't know how to catch a breath. And that's very, very important when it comes to swimming. So I'm like, okay, that was a fucking mistake. And then I can't grab the board. And I
How
died.
How old are you in this
and
story?
I died. Probably
this
10 years ago.
This is his honeymoon.
This is my honeymoon, as a matter of fact. And then she broke it off that night.
I can't imagine why. You're just so either, skilled.
Yeah. Any time, by the way, that I go with somebody in the ocean, they always think they taught me how to swim. Because I could swim without putting, you know, without breathing. And they're like, well, that's it. I'm like, well, that can't be it. Or nobody can swim. I'm having a feeling that nobody knows how to swim.
I'm not a strong swimmer. Like, I took swimming lessons as a kid, and I'm still somebody that, like, holds their nose. Like, I can't.
While you swim?
If I have to do, like, a real, like, what is it? Whatever that stroke is.
Stroke?
Like,
yeah.
I can figure it out. But, right. Like, I'm not, it's not instinctual. Like, if I'm going to jump off a board, I can't really dive. Like, I have, like, a 6-year-old's ability to swim.
No,
so
you are describing more swimming than Keith does, just so you know.
No, I can't swim. I say I'm not a strong swimmer.
Well,
but
Keith,
like,
can't swim. He keeps going into oceans and deep water.
That's why you should take, like, a lesson, because you're a adult.
Oh, good. And go ahead and start. Like, go ahead, Keith, yell at her.
Get this basic level of swimming, because it's not like, I don't feel scared of the ocean and I'm not a strong swimmer.
Swimming classes are tricks. And it's for people that can already kind of do it. And then they take your money. And it's a scam. I would go there. They'd be like, oh, wow, you're a fucking mess. All
died.
Right, go play. Go
scam.
Go play in the shallow water for a little bit. It's fun. I'm like, okay, this is some class.
Mimi Cherry is writing, every single day underwater, swimming is swimming.
people say don't eat an hour before swimming, but I'm fine. I can eat any time because I don't swim. So that's pretty.
I'm never worried that I'm going to do the miscellaneously just swim, just random swimming happening.
That's pretty sweet. Adam Brown was over there. He was working on somebody's house, staying at this nice place. And he let me come by. He had his kids. Another couple came over with their kids. I think I'm a dog person. They didn't bother me because I don't have to take care of them. But man, these kids, when do they stop being cute? Four? These Kyle wants another baby. I'm like, for what? What good 2 weeks do you remember with these fucking kids?
Kyle wants another baby?
She would have a baby with me, yes.
Dude, you should just tie her tubes while she's sleeping. That's insane. They're done. She's done.
Right.
She's pretty
Enjoy
much done.
It. Yeah.
That's mental illness. You're almost done. And you're still hot. What are you doing? What an insane person. Don't do that.
Don't worry. Don't you worry.
Do your snippy tips and don't tell her.
Well, they do, like, these parents, they do what I call communication with the kids. I've never seen such a thing.
Crazy.
You know, like, okay, well, if your sister understood that, you know, you didn't like that, you have to let her know. So let her know. And if you think one of you needs to apologize, then let them know. And but you know what? The kids always end up the same, it seems.
Why bother?
It's a crapshoot. Crap comes out your chute and you'll get what you get. And it doesn't matter if you were taught communication or not.
Okay. Well, so what
they're
would
still
you
crying.
Do,
they're still crying and shit. You know,
they're still children. You said they're under four?
No. I'm saying that's probably, you know, is that the good time? Is that the golden hour that parents like? They're 9 and 5. And then another one was like 4 or 5.
No, there's no golden. The golden time is when you can leave the house and they can make their own sandwich. No golden time when they're children. I mean, there's moments and you film them and you put them on social media.
And you keep looking at that when you cry.
Everything between the social media posts is chaos and sadness. I'm one of five kids. I help raise my little brothers. It's all chaos and sadness.
Yeah, if you see, you know, these parents that show cute pictures of their kids, if it goes on for like a week and they didn't post, that's been a rough week, right? So if you're like, damn, I wish my family was like that. Look when they don't post.
The cuteness can't override how much you hate them in that moment. That's what that means.
Fire Island's so expensive, by the way.
Really?
Do you know that instead of sand dollars, they have sand dimes? I'm not even joking. It's crazy. Nothing's...
Am I getting this right? You can't drive onto the island, right? You have to take the ferry.
There's so many spots where you can stop. I know that people put cars on a ferry when we did kids' parties there.
Yeah, but they had to get, like, you know, they had to talk to someone about that because they had to bring the party and all the equipment. And I think it was like a specialty thing.
There weren't cars on where I was going.
Well, what I'm saying is they kind of have you trapped there. Like, I think on Governor's Island here, you also, like, are not allowed to bring this, that, and the next, but you're trapped there. So you have to eat what they have. You have to choose what they have. You have to stay where they have, and it's relatively small island.
Chapstick, $6, no joke.
Whoa.
A burrito, $16.
It's like cruise money, right?
Yeah.
Airport money. What is
airport money? That's what it is, because cruise is all inclusive. You're not counting shit. Yeah, airport money.
Yeah, you're absolutely stuck. If you have an accident, you'll probably need a medevac for $100,000. You know, I saw on the ferry there was a sign about where it's legal to dump in the ocean. I didn't know that was a thing. Is that where the garbage has to go somewhere? Is it going in the ocean? If you're going to dump garbage, you can't dump plastic anywhere, but you can dump trash if you're 25 nautical miles offshore.
True.
Is that am I crazy? Is that fucking nuts?
I thought, isn't it all litter? Isn't everything litter at all times?
What's that?
It just feels like that's littering.
Yeah, you know,
Keith sent me this sign and I'm like, this is too many words, but it's dumping and no dumping plastic, but dump here. And I didn't really catch all of it. Obviously, we're going to post it. And if somebody can explain it, because I can't imagine it's just like, well, I just have to take this kayak out to the center. And then if I make it back, I get to litter.
Also, isn't it like one of those parking signs that are just like, you have to be 8 feet from this and you can't park on a Tuesday at the second dawn of the fourth Wednesday? Right. And you're like, what? Like, it just feels like, even if I was that person, like, I'm like, all right, am I measuring how far out? And then, you know, is this technically plastic? Like, it's lined with a thing and like.
Right. These, by the way, kids are funny because you never know what they're thinking. And then one of the kids left and they went, bye, Keith. And I'm like, you even noticed me?
It's true, yeah.
Right? I had no fucking idea. It is funny when kids, you know, they love to tell you stuff. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know? I'm like, I'm 48. I probably know. No, you're going to teach me something. Hey, caramba.
Did they try to talk to you? Or, like, how do you respond to kids now? Like, how do you deal with them?
You'd have to be a kid. I don't know. Like, be a kid.
Did you know that? My dad yells at my mom every night, and then they go to sleep, and then they wake up, and then they eat. And then when I go on my tricycle, I just
that's something.
Paddle, and then
So I do it like that.
So you're on a date and you're horrible.
Did you know that 3,000 people are injured a year by beach umbrellas? A woman died in South Carolina, 63. A beach umbrella got taken by the wind, stabbed her in the heart.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Why do you learn this trivia after you come back from the beach?
Because you just learned something from a child. Like, did you know that your nails still grow after you die? And you're like, yeah, kid, did you know that beach umbrella? Like, he wanted to just up-back them.
Yeah.
That's why.
Keith is like wikiing everything while the kid is talking.
Yeah. I go, well, did you know? And he goes, well, did you know? And I go, did you know? You can shit in the ocean. There's on the ferry, you know, there's that door where you go in and out. And it's you know, it's fairly, you can easily jump over it. I can't help but thinking, God, I'd love to just jump over it and see what everybody does.
Of course you do. You can't swim. Of course you're thinking.
How exciting.
Yeah. That's exciting to you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to die. Well, what would it be like to die?
We put up the poll last week. Do you constantly wonder if you'll have to fight a stranger? And I'm not really sure how it came up, but I know I am.
It came up because this person started to pick a fight with Xerxes, had their fists up and everything. And Keith is like, yeah, you can just almost fight. But Liz, last time I think it was last time or the time before you were on the show, you talk about how people pick fights with you because you're small, right? Yeah.
No, I don't know what headspace that is, but I am always slightly prepared for a fight, even though I've like never been in a fight. Like, first of all, I have weapons on me at all times, but also I'm always, maybe it's because I'm tiny and I come home late at night and they just warn women so much, but I'm always just like, like I'm just like in that mode all the time.
Oh, you know what? That's true, because I haven't felt as much like that. But as you're describing it, I'm like, right, I was always ready for a fight, but now I'm on a bike. And so it's so different walking one block from the train and biking away. I'm just like, it takes two turns, but then the e-bike will kick in and I'm fucking out of here.
Exactly. Like that's like, so for me, like I actually live closer to the subway now. So I actually feel so much calmer. So something from like, I'm a half a block from the train. And then if I do something like the cellar, which is also a half a block from the train, that's a really relaxing night for me. But if I have to, you know what I mean? So there is something like, I am always in like fucking, I'll fucking kill your family mode. Like,
yeah, I'm not nervous, or you know, I'll leave my house anytime, I'm not hesitant, but at the same time, I just passed somebody today that was, you know, obviously mental, is doing some kind of tai chi in the middle of the street, and I have to go that way, and I'm like, I might have to fight her. I think about that constantly, and I asked Adam, I'm like, and he said no, and I'm like, I do, and he said constantly. So I had to look up the word constantly, because like, can I say I'm constantly hungry, but I'm not, I have to eat all the time, but I'm not hungry after I eat. So, you know, I was nervous at first, like, uh-oh, I think I ruined this poll. Everybody's going to say no. I was surprised. 26% on our forum say, yeah, they are constantly wondering if they have to fight a stranger.
I think also if you're a city person, because if you live kind of rural, like if you're in your car most of the time and like most of your interactions is just somebody scanning something and giving to you, why would you be in fight mode? But in a city where like there's always somebody crazy on the subway, you're always next to somebody, you're meeting strangers in every capacity all the time.
But I don't know, I get what you're saying, but I don't know if 25% of our audience lives in a city, like especially like a big city. I don't know.
25% is the crazy person.
I go back to the country.
You don't live in a city. You're the nuts.
I go back to the country. I think I'm going to have to fight these mustache chewers. They're going to know that I sold out and got citified. And I believe that, you know, certain lives matter more than others. By the way, a lot of Blue Lives Matter flags in that Fire Island. Bunch of Trump flags on boats.
Really?
Yeah. Now, maybe it's just that section. Oh, there was no diversity of any kind where we were. Like, maybe when it gets more gay, it's more inclusive, I have to imagine. But there was no one of color at all.
That is so interesting. Like I said, Fire Island is small, and it's mostly when New Yorkers say they're going to Fire Island, we think of like gay, because there's a big gay scene there. And, you know, people only think there's gay scenarios there, like only gay people live there, only gay people. But
I'll be honest, I thought that the whole time. Thought he was coming out.
Even what was that, Liz?
I thought you were coming out the whole time.
Right.
He thought Kyle was coming out.
Right. Yeah, she's just really supportive.
Even New Yorkers, unless they go there, they're just like, oh yeah, that's the gay part. But Trump, New York is so crazy. You turn the corner, it's a whole nother neighborhood with all new flags that are against the flags that are around the corner. It's so crazy.
Who the fuck puts up a Blue Lives Matter flag? Black Lives Matter. You see how their justice is disproportional? Blue Lives Matter. I'm rubber, you're glue. I mean, what the fuck? Grown adult, Blue Lives Matter. Blue Lives Matter. Okay. And you're going to raise kids and this planet has a chance. All right, very good.
Well, apparently it doesn't matter, so don't worry about it.
Right, it doesn't. A Missouri school district has decided to reinstate corporal punishment in its classrooms, allowing students to be punished with a paddle under the new policy. It's an entire school district.
What? Where?
This is in Missouri. The complaints that we have heard from some of our parents is that they don't want their students suspended. They want another option. And so this was just another option that we could use before we get to that point.
What? How is this an option?
Parents who want their children hit can sign an opt-in form. You'd think you'd sign an opt-out form, but you opt-in. Provided by the school office. It's unclear how many parents will allow their children to be hit because this just went into effect. The letters have just been sent out.
It went into effect what? Just in their district? Just like for their school or as a law?
A district of schools.
You could make that decision for a school?
It's the Supreme Court has ruled that corporal punishment in schools was constitutional and left it up to states to decide. Currently, 19 states across U.S., corporal punishment is still allowed. The majority of the states that permit it are in the South. Take that for what
can
it
you
is.
Can you please can we look up corporal punishment, because you're saying that it's kind of like how rape sounds different than molestation, but we're talking about children and maybe we should say rape, you know what I mean? Like, it's
you're literally hitting kids, like, yeah, that's crazy.
And then saying don't hit each other, I assume, I don't know, or they're saying like gun class is next, I don't know what the fuck.
But at the same time, also, when I was a kid, I was in second grade, geez. I had a pencil like on the edge of my desk, and I flicked the pencil in the air just to be funny when the teacher was away for a second. The pencil got stuck in the blinds, those old school blinds that you pull down a little bit so they, you know, rush up. And so then the teacher came back and starts to, but all the, we're in second grade, so these kids can't keep a secret, and they just keep looking at the pencil, looking at me, looking. So the teacher figured it the fuck out and goes, okay, are you able to get paddled, or do we call your parents? And I know that you would call my parents. They signed something. And I'm like, no, you're allowed to hit me. Just don't call my parents. And then they looked for the form and couldn't find it. And they're like, well, what kid would lie about getting hit? And I'm like, yep, you can hit me.
How did they hit you? What did they
on
choose?
On the ass with a paddle.
I know you said what this before. What do you think it was? I'm like a little like on the hand slap or something. What do I think? I think none of this.
Right.
Now you're touching my kid's ass?
Corporal punishment in the school district will be only administered by the principal and in the presence of a witness. It will never be inflicted in front of other students. Good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
When it becomes necessary to use corporal punishment, it shall be administered so that there can be no chance of bodily injury or harm. But what are you
just
doing?
Just psychological,
then?
Yeah. We all love.
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes the worst part about getting hit is like right before the paddle hits you. Like, that's what they do. They just hold it there for a minute as you're getting nervous, and then they send you back.
Striking is too. Trust. Wait. Where
also,
were you when you were hit?
School shootings are a problem. Are you just making school shooters?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't hit kids. I'd sooner be rude to a McDonald's worker. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to be like, now the principal's going to be the first one to die. That's good to know.
Oh, yeah. I just said, oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, that's checks off. When you were hit on the butt, it's so strategic that I'm confused by this. Right. It's your teacher that did it. Was anyone else in the room?
The principal did it. It was in the principal's office.
Okay, so, your principal saying, okay.
He's been trained in paddling.
Yeah, sure.
The teacher.
I want to see that training. Is that S&M camp with Kevin Allison? So now, do you put your hand somewhere? Is it over the knee? Like, what?
My hands were probably on the desk with my ass out.
Okay. With your ass out. Like, you, oh my God. So you had to lean over?
Probably.
And then what does he paddle you with? An actual paddle, like you play ping pong? Was there like a display where he opens the thing and takes out a paddle?
I don't know if there are holes in the paddle. It was called Big Black Betty. No, I'm just kidding. But it probably did have a name on it.
Was there a ball gag involved? Is what? Do you remember how many times he hit you?
More than once. I just know more than once.
It's a very strange feeling because this is like second grade. Do you remember how you felt?
It was
relieved
better.
That they weren't?
Yeah, simply relieved. I'm like, joke's on you. I'm getting paddled.
Wow, because your father was going to hit you anyway.
It would have been a worse punishment, whatever it was, yeah.
Can you look? Okay, all right, now the paddling is done, okay? Mm-hmm. Does he go, like, slap you on the back? And that's it, stand up. Like, how do you know it's over? Do you shake hands on your way out? Like, do you bow? Like, what is the...
There's no talking lesson.
Okay.
I don't know. I probably said thank you, like, when you get a traffic ticket from a cop.
I see, okay, yeah, I get that. I just picture the two. You're like, okay, son, it's time. Wait, was your principal?
He was a dude.
Okay, so because he's probably like, if he's a dude and you're in second grade, he probably sounds like a giant monster.
Yeah,
right? Like,
sure.
Okay, put your hands on the desk. Stick out your bottom because we don't curse here. Right.
This school district in Missouri, they say striking a student on the head or face is not permitted. Oh, good.
Oh, good. Way to have boundaries.
I didn't know to ask that.
What about on the tit? Oh, we're not allowed to say tit, but we can say ass. Okay, no. That's cool.
Johnson said, the principal, one or two swings will be inflicted on the younger students and up to three swings for older students.
You're calling it a swing?
There's a little swing, a little pop.
A swing of your hand?
Mm-hmm.
So when I go,
so he took my lunch, so I took two swings because you said two swings if we're this age. And I can't wait to be bigger because then I get three swings and no one's going to touch my snacks.
How, is anybody making out on this student loans being forgiven? How exciting.
People are so pissed. That's the only way. That's the way I found out. You're like, $10,000. Joe Biden was talking about relieving all of it and he chooses $10,000. And I'm like, I am not in this. And right. I could see why everyone's pissed. And you know, I don't know. That $1,000 during the pandemic didn't really help a lot of people. And then how do you go like, can I have some more? Like, not be called an asshole, but you're drowning and I don't know.
And it's hard. And I think the hardest part is like, you don't want to be that person's like, well, this is something, you know what I mean? The same way, like they finally passed something, like you kind of are almost like, dude, it really unfortunately looks like 10K or nothing at this point. Right.
And so, you don't want to betray the people who are fighting with you. Like, oh, we got to be thankful for something. It's like, I'm going to keep my mouth shut, be thankful in my own way, and then like keep fighting for more, I guess. But I could see why it's a bummer.
Borrowers earning less than $125,000 a year or couples earning less than $250,000 will be eligible for up to $10,000 in loan forgiveness. Recipients
a year or what?
Sorry?
But for a year or the whole thing?
You get $10,000 forgiven, period.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I think it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Recipients of Pell Grants, which are given to students with the greatest financial need, are eligible for another $10,000 in relief. So 45 million people will be positively affected by this. 20 million are debt-free now in that regard. So that's good news.
Wow. Yeah.
And $10,000 in debt, like, so, like, let's say you paid off a bunch of it and the last was the $10,000. Like, it is, like, to be debt-free, like.
Oh, no, that's huge. I'm just, you know, my thing always starts towards the people who just paid their final $10,000 and this comes through. But I don't know.
If you just did it, it'd be, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, then you just sing the Alanis Morissette song. Like, that's just a new 2022 version.
Isn't it ironic? Like, yeah.
Yeah. You pay off your last $10,000 in debt, and then you get it gets relieved for everybody else. Isn't it ironic?
But you already
paid. And you don't even use your education. Isn't it ironic?
Don't worry where we're getting this money from. You don't worry about it for war. You don't worry about it when we give these billionaires a tax break. The money's there. It's just fucking fine. Right. How about you tax the rich the way we all get taxed, and you forgive it all? How about that?
No, but this is and I'm too dumb to explain this fully, but when it comes specifically to student loan debt, it actually could all be forgiven because of the way the government's set up and how the loans are set up with the banks. So that's where the real anger is. And also where
I just student lost
loan debt, it actually could be forgiven. And it's like not a big deal.
It's
like
a conspiracy. YouTube shut her up.
Right. It. I mean,
everything goes dark.
Yeah. By the way, Mimi Cherry is saying if you paid off recently, you could apply for relief. And I know that sounds like a lot of bureaucracy, but how else do they keep track? And also, I think a lot of things that we think are going to take a long time might just be a URL where you fill it in and hit enter. So, you know, before you discount it, try it. Thank you, Mimi.
Right. Yeah.
Obviously, this betters everybody. You want everybody going to school. You don't, but nobody wants you to go to school because you got to be. They don't want you smart enough, you know, to realize that they're charlatans. Did you see some of these state representatives you know, Republicans complaining on Twitter or online, hey, this is bullshit. People are slackers, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then the White House started tweeting, oh, really? Because you got this much in a PPP loan forgiveness.
Ooh, it's awesome. They could do that?
Yeah, I guess so. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene complaining that this is bullshit. For our government to just say, okay, your debt is completely forgiven, that's completely unfair to the hard workers that didn't go to Ivy League schools. Obviously shitting on Ivy League schools now. Like, how about the good, hardworking fucking idiot that didn't go to school shouldn't have to pay for, like, wow, you really? And then the White House tweets out, Marjorie Taylor Greene had $183,504 in PPP loans forgiven. Good. One dude complained. He had $3 million in loans somehow forgiven.
It was pretty awesome.
They were being pretty liberal with the PPP loans during COVID and forgiving them. There was a pretty large budget for that. But that's in order for it to trickle down into the business is not going under, so people could work.
As a blue-collar kid, said Representative Vern Buchanan, who worked his way through college, I know firsthand the sacrifices people make to receive an education. Biden's reckless unilateral student loan giveaway is unfair to the 87% of Americans without student loan debt and those who played by the rules.
What the?
Come on.
He had $2.3 million in PPP loans forgiven.
Yeah. But also, just so we're clear, anybody that paid for college before, like, what, the 90s? It's not the same amount.
It was $1,000.
Dude, so my parents put themselves through college and vet school. And I remember when my mom paid off her student loan debt because she was, like, I think almost 50. Like, my mom would be that person with, like, the calculator, and she would always have the checkbooks. And, like, that's what she did at the kitchen table. And I remember, I think she was, like, 47. She was, like, this is our last student loan payment. Like, it was crazy. My parents were veterinarians that owned their own hospitals. I mean, if they didn't have five kids, maybe it would have been quicker or whatever. But, like, they made decent money. And it all went to student loans. And even that wasn't nearly as much money as if my friend who went to vet school in 2004, you know, or no, 2006 is when she went to vet school. So we're like, and that's, she had to pay for her college and then she had to pay for her vet school, and she's still paying off her debt, and she is a veterinarian. Do you understand?
You're absolutely right. Because when I went to college for a couple of semesters, sort of, kind of.
Don't be bragging on here.
I almost don't want to say it, but I was in a college experience for a moment, if I can say that. Right. I learned my social security number. Okay.
Congrats. So,
yes. That's what I got from college. I'm like, oh, you really, at everything that you fill out is like, what's your social security? Before they know your name, they know your social security. So I would have to, like, what's my social? So I finally learned it. So college, go yay. No matter how much I spent, that's fantastic. But I was going to Queens College, which is a CUNY. And it was 93 when I entered, and it was $300 a credit. And it was about four credits for every class, $1,200 a class. Now, this is not a state school. It's a city school. But the state schools weren't like what they are now. So in 93, I was paying for my own college, but it was like, you can get a regular job and kind of figure that out.
The average cost for one year of college tuition in 2020 to 2021 at four-year schools, $19,000. Don't act like everybody's getting some free fucking ride, you weirdos. Congressman,
and they don't want to pay you a livable wage. Like, that's my favorite part about it is that the minimum wage hasn't gone up. Like, nothing is proportional.
It's not even federal that we have $15 an hour now. By the
way, it's still $7.50.
And by the way, by the time they do make it $15, you're going to have to up it to $32.
No shit.
Are we going to look greedy? You know? God damn.
I think it's really funny when people say, like, $7 is enough for minimum wage. And then, but, like, you haven't spent $7 on anything, not your coffee, not anything. Like, take a look at what that is. And it's the jobs that you don't want to do. That's why it's the jobs that you're hiring, so you don't want to pay that much.
Yeah. Representative Mike Kelly says asking plumbers and carpenters to pay off the loans of Wall Street advisors and lawyers isn't just unfair, it's also bad policy. Also, Congressman Mike Kelly had $987,000 in PPP loans forgiven. Come on. By the way,
T-shirts. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they have to wear a T-shirt of all the money that they got forgiven. Yes. Like, that's how you sit in Congress.
Yes. Jim Banks writes, representative, student loan forgiveness undermines one of our military's greatest recruitment tools at a time of dangerously low enlistments.
Wow.
You said that out loud.
Monster.
Whoa. You get gifts when you're willing to kill people.
Yo, you said the stuff you're not supposed to say out loud, you dumbass.
Whoa!
Student loan forgiveness undermines one of our military's greatest recruitment tools at a time of dangerously low enlistments.
Meaning,
you were never in war, Jim Banks, you fuck.
But what do we have to promise these children in order for them to agree to do this?
Yeah.
You're taking away any little, oh my God, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
That's wow. That's like, he doesn't even know. Gross.
Can you imagine being a normal person? You're regular Joe and you're complaining. Like, you know what I mean? These demagogues trick you. I mean, I think you see where all this other money's going. How do you pretend you're okay with it? We bailed out the car companies. You know what they did? They started charging more because fuck you. They had $8,000 to the price of a car because fuck you.
Yeah, we bailed out the banks.
Yeah.
They said fuck you.
Right.
Can't wait for the students to say fuck you since they're doing so great now.
Jesus Christ. Here's some fun news. Nick Cannon is expecting his 10th child.
Stop it. No.
With who? Who's fucking Nick Cannon?
Mariah Carey, Brittany Bell, Abby De La Rosa, Alyssa Scott, and Brie TC have all fucked Nick Cannon. And there's a total of 10 children. And he says, everybody gets along. The mothers of Nick Cannon's children are cordial and respectful to each other for the most part, the source says.
What the fuck is for the most part?
What does that mean?
How can you
they
be
don't.
Respectful for the most right.
Do you love Kyle for the most part? What the fuck?
Do you respect her kids? For the most part.
For the most part, yeah. They mostly stick to their own families and what concerns them directly.
This is a very weird statement. Thank you.
Remember at the end of one of those Matrixes and the guy was in front of 17,000 TV sets? That's how Nick Cannon needs to talk to his kids on FaceTime. So you need 80 million fucking screens. All right. Well, good for him. There's going to be a town of just Cannons.
Oh, skeet, skeet, goddamn.
Right? Oh, well.
Wow. Well, he obviously wants them because he knows the result of poking something, right? I mean, he has the time and resources to get a vasectomy, so he wants kids.
Yeah,
okay, you can afford them, and I don't know, somehow you're still thrilled. Good for you.
Jessica Sinclair, here's a story about a 24-year-old that was taken into police custody. She was in Houston, Texas, because she was witnessed by coworkers for dipping the hot wings into her vagina before serving them to customers. She would.
What a vagina. Can we just, I don't know. I know I'm not focused on the right thing right now. I understand that. But could we just think about putting hot wings in your mouth? It's like, oh my God, I can't believe. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, let's put some celery in there because it has to cool my mouth. Does she dip the celery to cool her vagina?
She
after?
Puts
Is
a
there
ranch.
A lot of sour cream?
Oh. Dude, just get a yeast infection if you need a thrill. It feels the same. Like, why?
Well, it's not also, for the thrill. It's because she said she did it to rude customers. So it's...
Yeah. But it, you are so stupid. Reverse it. Like, but smear it on the thing. Don't smear the thing on you.
Yeah, I went shot in the milkshake. I didn't pour the milkshake on my asshole.
Exactly. Stick it in it and then, like, poop it out again.
Jessica would dip wings into her vagina while on and off her period. This was done to customers who have been rude or made off remarks about her appearance. She looks like a normal person.
Dip it in while you have your period and people don't taste that.
Why she would
taste
do this?
It, see it. See
the
it.
Introduction of blood to the crime Ooh, heightens the consequences. The tampering with food along with the addition of human blood is a criminal offense with special circumstances.
It
carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. The lesser charges of inserting the wings into her vagina while not menstruating can carry a prison term of 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. That seems fair. Corey Alert says, hot boxing for real. Oh, my God. This is so... You know what? That person needs a timeout. Like that's... How much are people annoying you that you are sticking hot wings? Why hot wings? There's nothing else.
I go extra hot. She goes, fuck.
Nothing about that feels good.
Maybe it does. Have you tried it?
What do you got to do? Keep spitting in food? You got to up it. Why up you it? Do yeah, that no, around no. other waiters is interesting. Like, they'll understand. That's the crazy thing.
How do you... Do you not go to the bathroom? Like, where are you?
Other customers saw other waiters saw her. That's how she was caught. So she didn't necessarily do it in private.
Well, other waiters are like, this is, even if I hated this customer, you still just were in your vagina out here. Like, that's, I don't know. Like, even if you were scratching or like, I don't know, if you were putting in a tampon, could you please go to the bathroom? You know, like, there's no emergency.
Maybe that's what she kept saying. She's like, oh, my tampon fell out. And people were like,
do your kegels. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh.
Imagine though, you date her and you're trying to fuck and she's like, nah, I'm not ready. And you're like, oh, goddamn, I'm taking that personal. You know?
Or she's like, hey, before you put it in, put some hot sauce on it.
Right.
Does she, like,
so
how
I
do you
feel alive?
Right.
How do you clean that out before other things are engaged?
Right.
I don't understand. You get hot sauce in your eye and you're dying. Now, I mean, you have to wear gloves when you're chopping certain hot foods so that you don't touch your eye by accident. And because some of it can't, what was I learning? If you can't come off the heat and it's burning because you chopped so many and you weren't wearing gloves, you could pee on it. But that might have been from a comedy show. So I don't know. What? It's not Friends. It's not Friends.
What happened? You're supposed to pee on onions. What did you say?
No.
Okay.
On your hands. What show was it? There is a show and it's so good. Andrea something. I forget the name.
Okay.
She is a podcaster, a mother. She's this sarcastic person. And in one of the episodes, she chops hot pepper and it gets, and she can't, like, no matter how much she washes her hands, she can't get it off. Finally, she learns that she can pee on it. So she pees on her hands. And is it Andrea Savage? Is Savage the, is that a word?
Nobody knows. Anyway, that's a show, I guess, and you can check it out, I suppose.
It's so good.
Now, here's what you want to do. You want to check out Liz Mealy's special, okay? So set your calendars right now.
It is Andrea Savage. I'm sorry, Liz Mealy. This is very important. Andrea Savage, and the show is called I'm Sorry. Thank you. Now,
it's
Liz,
a TV
I'm
show.
Sorry.
Is it real?
It's real. It's only like a couple of seasons, but it's good.
It's real, though. It's and she
oh, no,
can't
no, no,
get
no.
this pepper off her hands.
It's not real. It's not a reality show. Okay. It's a scripted show. So that's the kind of crazy you can find in this show.
That's not. Oh my goodness! Is it a season? Is it an arc? No. Is it like a three show story about she can't
can
get this shit off her
myself
hands?
Can I redeem myself by telling an actual true story that happened, really quick?
Okay.
Yesterday. We were riding around in Times Square.
Can't hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Oh, just, we can hear you.
Just assume. It's great.
Okay.
Kinda.
Okay. We're in Times Square. We got stopped
okay.
at a light.
Well, I can
There's
talk into
chaos.
The ether.
I say just guess and just keep talking.
I don't know what happened.
Kinda, you were saying?
No, thank you.
I think you guys have to do the rest.
I
just
think, yeah.
Plug
I think
what you want to plug for me.
Yeah, we're trying.
I heard you.
Okay, great. This worked out.
I'll tell it on Wednesday.
All right. The special is on September 6th. That's it. That's all you need to know. It's called The Ghost of Academic Future.
Oh.
And if somebody does want to date Liz Mealy, what's the best move? What is there something they should keep in mind during the date, or it's either there or it isn't? Liz, goddammit, where'd you go? All right. So here's what you do. You follow Liz online, Liz Mealy. And LizMealy.com. And that's it. Liz,
yeah.
It is good to...
Liz, thank you for being on the show. It's always good to see you. And I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, I love you both. Sorry, I don't know what happened. But thank you.